Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
The man must be a sponsor in the ministry. But that was a novice. I have found out that each time novice sponsors, because you can't even sponsor the work, but each time you allow novice give without being mature, it backfires. We look at, are you following what I'm saying? I'm trying to be careful. I mean, sometimes majority of the issues that backfired to be problem in the body of Christ is because people were allowed to function in depth that they don't understand. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a word of prophecy tonight. But listen to this. I mean, this was a noble guy now. When you see this guy, what was he doing? Reading the Bible. He was studying. He was practically doing something that brings edification to him, but yet he does not understand. So Philip asked him, all right, oh boy, you are reading the Bible, but understandest thou? Do you have in-depth understanding of the things that you are doing? Look at what the man said. The man said to him, and he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come and sit with him. And we began to examine the life of Philip. That what really changed, what changed in the life of Philip, that when Philip saw this man, the first thing he began to ask him is, do you understand? It is not the normal approach of every pastor. You know, there is this assumption about church that the moment you can come as the people come, dress as they dress, and speak the church language, then you are deep. I once saw something that happened. What I'm teaching is not from, it's not innocent. I'm going to show you the framework. I once saw a YouTube video where a young man, three of them, were discussing. I mean, they rose to speak about against a major church in Nigeria. And one of the guys said, he said he was an assistant pastor in that church. Now, this guy smokes weed and does all, please listen to what I'm trying to teach you. He does all forms of drinks. So I was really interested in his story when he said, I was an assistant pastor in that church. But this is the breaker. He said, I got to that church as one who was sincerely in need of God. He said, but because I just left cult and now I'm a Christian, so I decided to dress and, you know, come to church early. He said, I have so much hunger. He said, but to my greatest surprise, in less than 3 months, they were going to start a new branch and they made me the assistant pastor. The guy had not been, do you understand what I'm saying? They've not matured him. Sometimes we have crushed people because we gave them responsibility before growth. And I said to you, it backfires. So the guy said they made him an assistant pastor. Please listen. All right. And then they put them to another church. They gave them offering basket, broom, pulpit, and the light. He said they are starting another church. Now, this was what really affected this guy's life in a very dangerous way. He said he began to observe that the person that was made pastor will increase the figure of the tithe. If people give 10,000 naira tithe on Sunday, he will have his own 5,000. And he was wondering what is happening. And the guy will also inflame the attendance. If they have 50 people in church, he will say they have 70 people in church. He said over time he discovered that the guy was doing all those things so that he could get promotion. Are you seeing how that we have built a kind of system that we no longer check if men have calling? As long as you can maintain attendance and offering, you have started building your own career. And like that, if you're a man who is after all these things, you can build your career. In another 5 months, 5 years, they can predict where you'll be. So we seem to have more churches, but the effect is reducing. You know why? Because now we are raising managers. Men who have no understanding. And now babies have to watch over babies. And these are very serious matters. These are very serious matters. Now, I believe some of you saw something that happened like that, because, I mean, I saw it, I wept before God, of a young man recently that came out in this same Abuja and said that, he said, these are my tight envelope, these are my tight records. He said, they told us that when we are giving these tithes, it's kingdom investment. He said, now there's hardship in Nigeria. I'm no longer interested in investing in kingdom. I'm calling out my senior pastor, bring back my tithe. And he said, you told us his kingdom. He said, I'm not even interested in heaven. I want to go to hell. Now, what shocked me in the midst of those conversations, when the guy was talking, of course, you know that there are people who readily share all those things. And say, all those pastors, you see them, they are thieves. His tithe is offering. What shocked me when the guy was talking was that he brought out certificate and said, this is my worker, my membership class certificate. This is my workers training certificate. This is my school of discipleship certificate. This is school of ministry certificate. So we give men certification without understanding. So when the Bible says that it will come to pass in the last days that they shall be falling away first, the people who will fall are those who are not rooted deep in understanding. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why, listen, in any move in the scheme of God's operation, where there are no teachers, no matter how powerful it is, it will land in error. Because what is happening now, is that people are thinking, what is raining now is apostolic ministry. Okay, it's like if I talk like this, crowd will come. And then you see many people saying things they don't have any understanding about. Ministry is far deeper than the attempt to sound like people for the purpose of bringing physical things. In ministry, you go where you are told to go and you do what you are told to do. Regardless of what number of people gather or fail to gather. You see, the reason why Saul lost his bishopric. Let me use that word bishopric. Why he lost his throne. Was because when it was time for him to sacrifice and wait for Samuel, he said the people were leaving, so I sacrificed. Genuine ministry. Can I show you a scripture? Turn the Bible book of John chapter number 6, quickly. John chapter number 6, let me show you a scripture. Now I'm laying foundation, and I'd like you to please follow me. John chapter number 6. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Are you with me? If you're with me, say amen. Now I'm trying to lay a foundation here. Now John chapter number 6, let me give a background of the story. Now Jesus began to share with his disciples very, very powerful things. He began to share with them how that they will have to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. He was showing them the mystery of the communion. And the Bible said when they all heard these things, they said it is a hard thing. They all said what he's saying is a hard thing. And then one by one, they picked their things and they left. And then Jesus looked at the 12. And the next thing he will ask them will wow you. He said, will you also go? And he said, to whom shall we go? Who is it that have the word of life? So I saw something about Jesus that he will stay with the message regardless of who lives or stays. Are you following what I'm saying? Because the implication of this movement and swimming up and down is that we'll have people who are shouting about what they don't know. Oh, I'm ready to die. Kill me, Jesus. All those noise. You cannot talk about dying for Jesus if you don't know anything about dying daily. So we have come to a point where people have very ambiguous statements. But it is not deep because there is no understanding. Proverbs 24, look at from verse 3. Proverbs chapter number 24. Please follow me. Proverbs 24, if you are there, say amen. Please say it loud and clear. Look at it. Proverbs chapter number 24. Let's start reading from verse 3. Now, true wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is what? Come on now, say it again. By understanding it is what? By understanding it is what? So, meaning that, as Paul was speaking, 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Now, let's compare scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians 3, please. Now, look at it. Go to verse 10. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10. He said, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. But let every man take heed how he build thereon. So if he says that as a wise master builder, it means you are a building. Verse 9 says that. Say you are God's building. So if you are God's building, it means you will not last if you are not a man of understanding. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will not last until we have a situation where you are made to sit down and line upon lines, precept upon precept. Your understanding is built. The gap between knowledge and understanding is as wide as heaven and earth. Meaning that, see, knowledge is that I have said something and you have the capacity to retain it. Understanding is that I have said something but the light of God has broken in your heart to see the in-depth meaning and your own participation with it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, that's why I tell people there are no popular scriptures. The day it becomes popular is the day you will not understand it. Popular is in the sense that you can quote it. Understanding is in the sense that you live it. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes you can quote a scripture you don't know. You say, the spirit speaketh expressly. Latter times some shall this. What does that mean? You can quote it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me say this to you. There are many people who sit amongst us who don't understand what we are doing. And one of the peculiarity of what will happen in the last days is that people will fall away. People will follow different winds of doctrines. People will be carried by. You should be amazed now. Was I sharing on Sunday? You'll be amazed. Sometimes you look at church, you say, very, very interesting sister. Say, this is a child of God. Suddenly you hear that the sister has married an Alhaji. You flash back. When we sang, she sang. When we prayed, she prayed. When we spoke in tongues, she spoke in tongues. But she did not understand. I was sharing with people. I used to have a guy. Do you know what I'm saying now? A pastor. I won't mention the church. But right now, as I speak, this guy is a practicing herbalist. I'm not talking about herbalists that wear suits and use the name of Christ. I'm talking about herbalists that has gone back to the shrine. From full-time ministry to full-time shrine. How can men move from those extremes? It is because they were never men of understanding in the first place. Your foundations are not laid until you understand. And as long as your foundations are not laid, a lot of surprises can come. Are you following what I'm saying here? You wonder why is it that we are trying to get people to do this and do that and all that. How come they can't do it? They do not what? Understand. They don't. Look at what the Bible says now, Psalms 82.
I'm going to show you the effect of what happens when there's no understanding. Psalms chapter number 82. Please, if you're there, say amen. Now look at it. Psalms chapter number 82. Let's start the reading from verse 5. He said, they know not. What's the next statement? All right. What happens? And because they don't understand, they walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods. All of you are sons of the Most High. See, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Why? There's no understanding. Let me give you an instance. Look up. This example I want to give you will help those of you who are struggling with studying the word to know that it's a matter of life and death. Let me explain. Have you wondered the reason why you can see ministers whose ministries was based on healing certain kind of sickness and they also died of that sickness? You don't need to understand the anointing for it to function, but you need to understand the word for you to eat the fruit. Do you get what I'm saying? They don't understand. What I'm telling you is that I can call you and say, Nakale, come. And I lay hands on him. I say, oh, by the grace of God upon my life, I impart you today the same grace to carry the healing power of God to the nations. And he will go, and everyone he will lay hands upon will be healed. And that same night, the same man can come under the same sickness. Because the anointing upon does not check what you understand to work. Do you understand what I'm saying there? The anointing upon does not, it doesn't, see, even a fool can manifest the anointing upon. The donkey of Balaam spoke, but it was still a donkey. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we do not rate men by what, and painfully. That is the mistake we make. That you don't rate men by the quality of their secret place. You rate them by the noise. And every now and then you keep seeing the same people that you assume and believe are deep and are there come under the things you think they are rescuing people from. Sometimes I wonder, please be seated. I mean, how can a pastor begin to have unhealthy affection for members in church to the point that he now begins to touch girls? He does not understand. If you understand what it means to be a shepherd, you know that the first reason why God plants his children as a shepherd in the first place is so they can be defended. By that, you have failed the first test. Why? You do not understand. Do you get what I'm saying? So when you understand the power of having scriptures in your spirit, if you really understand the power, nobody will beg you to study. You will know that it's a warfare. Why do you think the devil does not mind you doing every other thing but don't read the Bible and pray? Because you understand that for everyone we stand in, that is where the real strength comes from. There are men who bend the knees and bend their heads to study. But when you listen to our message, they will tell you, you don't prepare the battle. Prepare for the battle. Let me tell you this. I mean, Jesus speaking now. That's in John 6. John chapter number 6, verse 63. He said, all right, look at, let's check. I don't just want to quote so you don't, you can retain the scripture. John 6, verse 63. John chapter number 6, verse 63. If your hunger is stretched, you will get some things tonight that could have taken some 5 years to get. Do you believe? Now look at what Jesus said to them. John 6 verse 63. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are what? They are life. These words that I speak, they are spirit and they are what? Say it again, the words are spirit and they are what? So it means when you find the word, you have found life. Look at what Jesus was saying in John chapter number 15 now. John 15, quickly. Turn your Bibles there. John chapter number 15 verse 3. John 15 verse 3. Is it 15? 6 now. Okay, 3. Now look at what it says. It said, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. John 17 verse 3. He said, this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. He said, that is life. That is real life, is a knowledge. Please follow me now. John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1 from verse 1. So we can have a decent reading. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life is the light of men. So are you following what I'm saying? If in him is life, and that life is the light of men, look at it. Psalms 119. Let's compare the scriptures. Psalms 119 now. Let's go to verse 11. Psalms 119 verse 11. He said, your word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not what? Sin against you. Now listen to this. It means that when you find that word, it produces a kind of life. That word is life. Please get what I'm saying. The word of God is life. Do you know how it is that you can have a patient that is struggling with life, and doctors will say, let's place this patient on oxygen. And many people have died because somehow their oxygen tank failed. What is contained in that cylinder? Oxygen. What is it to the fellow who is sick? Life. If you understand what this is, you will know that each time you will read the word and sit with it, it is actually life. See, listen. When we preach like this, we are dispensing life. Are you seeing that it is more dangerous to keep dispensing life and not taking in life? It is life. And that life can power your system. The life can power your body. That life can override doctor's report. Listen now. Kenneth Creflo Dollar. I've shared this story. Was sick. And he went to the hospital for checkup. And the doctor said it is cancer. And when they said it was cancer, and they said, what we are seeing here looks so invasive, and we may have just a few months to live. He said, thank you. I'm telling you, he shared this story himself. You can check online. And he said he got the tapes of Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland on faith and healing. And he locked himself up and was eating the word back to back. And after a while, when he saw that he's been saturated, he came out again and went for another test. And they could not find the same cancer. And God said to him, listen to this. God said to him, he said, people die of sickness when they stop taking in life. Now listen to this. Let's try somewhere and share the story. A 24-year-old boy who one day was invited by Smith Wigglesworth. And he got to the house of Smith Wigglesworth. First encounter, he was coming with a newspaper in his hand. And when he was about to enter Smith Wigglesworth, a very tall man, shouted at him, drop that! And he collected and trashed it. He said, we don't come into my house with a lie. The issue is this. There are many people who are not kidnapped yet, but because of the level of death they have ingested through those information, it's just a matter of time. Kidnappers will one day sit down and say, let's do this. Their timing and everything will align with the one who have ingested it and is now afraid of it. Fear is an energy in the spirit. It makes what you fear locate you easily. And that's the same way faith is. And this faith comes when we build. If you understand this thing, you will not eat anything anyhow. Let me tell you this. I do not watch anything that they say is a fail. People, this is a video, a failed video. People are trying to do is a failed. I don't watch it. I don't watch it. Because nothing I do can fail. See, so he said, let's just be serious. Don't be too serious. It's just, I just watch. No. When you take it, a level of life is deposited. And the day you will need it the most, the devil will use it as a card against you. When you have an understanding, see, and that's why you don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Somebody say, I'm in the ministry, I trust God in the grace here. See, it is just a matter of time. Hang around those who don't. Just hang around those who, hang around a fool, and you see that the foolishness can become a life powered in you. When you understand these things, then you will now have a deep understanding of the reason why the Bible says, guard your heart with all what? Diligence. I mean, that word, all diligence, that's the only scripture that exists. When it comes to guarding your heart. All! That is, put all the effort you have to guarding what comes in here. Are you following what I'm saying here? Many people are fed on the videos of death, of bad things, of failures, of evil things. They will sit down. I remember in those days in the West, every Friday, 8 p.m., family member, everybody will gather around the radio. What are they going to start sharing? They are going to share how somebody died mysteriously, how one bad things happened. And as the last born in the house, when we are finished, we will all come outside the house and sit in the compound to eat and do all those things. And when they have shared all those things, they will now ask me to carry the plate inside alone. And I remembered one day, they've observed me that after hearing those things, and they asked me to carry all the plate of everybody inside, the way you will hear my leg, come back. So one of my uncles went inside. I didn't know when he went inside. And he went to tie a white cloth. He wore a white cloth wrapped around himself and put, there's this thing they call shali. You don't know it. Or like white powder. And put it on his face. And as I was taking the plate inside, he just came out of the toilet like this. Two things happened. First, all the plates broke. Then secondly, both of us shouted. Because the next thing my instinct did was to pounce on him and I bite him. He shouted me to myself. What informed that? We have sat down as a family to ingest death. If we are going to raise believers, see, how do I help you understand this? If we are going to raise believers that will overcome all the onslaught of the devil, that will overcome all the traps, and all the terrible things the devil is planning in the last days, we must raise people who are built in the Word. That's their niche. If you know the number of Christians who are still alive and things are fine, like physical parlance, and they, as we speak, they are powered by the thoughts and the fear of a certain kind of sickness, that they have ingested information about it, sometimes because it killed someone close to them. And they've seen it, and oh, somebody had that attack, oh, somebody had diabetes, oh, somebody had this. The same way you have ingested those consciousness of death that is now powering your thought system is the same way you can ingest life. Do you understand what I'm saying? That the devil knows there is nothing he can do. He has eaten this too deep. And if that is going to be your experience, your lifestyle must be strict. You will be a careful and a selective eater. See, I don't eat anything because a trusted man of God is speaking. What he's saying, does it align with the finished works of Christ on the cross? Are you following what I'm saying here? So the question again I want to ask you is, understandest thou what thou readest? Do you understand that the word of God is indeed life? You might have known it, but I'm asking you, do you understand that the same way people who have malaria will trust anti-malaria drugs is the same way you can trust the word to deliver? I said amen.
Amen.
I said you can trust the word to deliver. Say it again, you can trust the word to deliver. Now let me share this with you. Years back, I just noticed I was not feeling well. And I want to share a story. Because I'm going to pray somewhere in between my teaching. I'm going to pray for those who are sick. And I went to the hospital for checkup. I've tried taking some antibiotics. I wasn't getting well. And, you know. So I went for checkup. And they did my vitals, checked my vitals, and full blood count. And they said, okay, we are seeing that your white blood cell count is actually higher. All right, this is indicating this and that. Long story cut short, they said it's sepsis. And I became hospitalized. And I observed that I was not just battling with this weakness and all that. At some point, I couldn't breathe. And I had to be placed on oxygen. And I was in about, how many hospitals? 4 to 5 hospitals. I remember one Wednesday night, I mean, the devil really came. And after the experience, at some point I was discharged. I had to come back to see a consultant. I had to do chest x-ray. I did ECG. I did many things, many tests. And I kept submitting everything. And they said, looking at the chest x-ray, it's looking clouded. It's like as a result of the white blood cell affecting your lungs, this, you might be having asthma and all that. So the doctor said I should keep coming. And one day, I remember before I got discharged, I sat on the hospital bed. And I was early in the morning around 4 a.m. And I was crying to the Lord in my devotion. And I said, God, I'm tired of this chain. I need to be out of this place. Where have you been, oh Lord? And he said, I've always been here. Ah, you can't be here and I'm in this hospital. Today I'll be discharged. And I went to meet them. I said, I'm free. I need to go. So it was after then I had to keep going back to see the consultant every week. And one day I gathered all the everything. I was going again. I was given about 10 different drugs I had to be taking. Do you know what it means to live on 10 different drugs? And that's why I'm going to pray for all those who are oppressed by sickness. And a consciousness just dawned on me. This consultant is not God. That was all. This consultant is not God. That was all. This consultant is not God. That was all. And I brought out all the stuffs and all that from the hospital, the drugs. I trampled on all of them and matched them. And I'll say, I'll put my life on the word, and I know it can fail. Till today, I've never had reasons to go back. That is how powerful the word can deliver. There's one of my daughters, I believe she's watching right now, who suddenly discovered a growth on her back. And said, this growth, this... I said, go for tests. Went for different tests and they gave her the results. And they were diagnosing a form of cancer. And she was crying. And it was a very serious one because she also used to have a mentor who died of cancer. And that mentor was a mutual mentor. Are you seeing that? So I knew that the devil has attacked her mind through fear. And she said to me, I believe if you pray for me, I can be healed. I said, are you sure? She said, yes. I said, this is what we're going to do. Bring all the reports. Bring all the reports and all the medication. Do you believe? She said, yes. I said, we will tear them. She said, ah, no, Papa. I said, then you don't believe. Then she came back after a few days and said, now I believe. I said, bring them. I said, Lord Jesus, we are trusting in the integrity of your word. Do you get what I'm saying? The reason why they will tell you don't try this at home is because they know you don't understand. If it is faith, it works always. See, the word of God will be useless if it has mood swing. The word doesn't work every once in a while. It works always if engaged well. Can you understand what I'm saying? The word of God does not work every once in a... It works always. What about the case of those who were sick and they died of the sickness? Listen, it was because we were not able to get to the place where they were and saturate them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? This guy said, we're going to give Jesus, all right, we bank on your word and this is it. 7 days, this cancer is going. He said on the sixth day, he stood in front of the mirror, was checking, and everything was still there, fresh. And she was in tears. And somehow she picked herself up and said, I'm not going to cry. The word of God's servant has never fallen to the ground. It will not begin now. Do you understand what I'm saying? That woman with the issue of blood said, if I can touch him. And she said, I'm going to get my miracle. All right. She said the following day she noticed she just woke up, was doing other things that she was doing. Just woke up, maybe all that was normal. And somehow, into the day, she just remembered, aha, let me check this thing. How come I'm not feeling any discomfort? And she went back home, off her clothes, check, and she said the skin was like the skin of a new baby. See, that is not a way to display a powerful man of God. It is to show you the nature of the word. If you understand it. Do you understand? Let me ask you a question. Do you understand that you cannot die young? I'm not saying you may not die young. Hello. Now, we're in a season in Nigeria that there is scarcity of naira notes based on governmental policy. True or not true? If I call you to my office and I say I'm giving you 1 million naira cash in this season, new notes, 1 million naira cash. I'm not making a transfer. I'm giving you cash, 1 million naira. Do you know it will take a level of demonic infiltration to get out there and somebody still harassing you because you can't pay 1,000 naira cash? And that is exactly what is happening to believers. The devil is harassing them of what has been freely given. And how come they cannot stand their ground? Because they do not know. Neither do they understand. So they die like men. They ought not to die. Do you understand what I'm saying? What you don't understand yet is that God did not give some people short life. You don't understand. And we found a way to always say, God brought this. Like Anna said, for God has made me barren. And we found a way to ascribe and accredit all bad and negative things to God. It has pleased God to use this poverty to teach me a lesson. God, poverty a lesson. Which God? Is his word not sufficient enough? Am I saying that? Let me give you the balance. Let me give you the balance. Deuteronomy chapter number 8 from verse 3. It says, all right, you shall remember the way which the Lord your God led you 40 years in the wilderness to test you, to prove you, to humble you, to know what is in your heart. Are you saying there's no wilderness experience? There are. He said that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. If what you want to get from the experience is that the word of God is our anchor, it means by the time that is already your lifestyle and your understanding, you don't have to go through the wilderness. You can sponsor yourself to a prison that God is not the one sending you to. And you can go there in Jesus' name. And you think you are doing it for righteousness, only for you to get to heaven. And Lazarus will find out that you could be an Abraham and still make it. You don't understand what I'm saying? And even the Lazarus was still squatting. He was. Do you understand? Do you understand? Put your right hand on your chest. Say it again. The life of God is at work in me. Come on, say it loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. Come on, say it again. The life of God is at work in me. There's nothing about my life that brings death. The life of God is at work in me. I am empowered, invigorated, filled with strength of the Holy Ghost at work in me. I walk in life. I walk in soundness of health. This is my inheritance. Through Christ who strengthens me. This is the life I live. How come many of us have understood that you can go to a place, dislodge the territories of darkness, and then the demons will now come back and afflict your children? What kind of gospel have you received? Because you don't understand. And each time you don't understand, you will die like men. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Now listen, why do we struggle with believers? And we are saying, this one is not doing this, that one is not doing that. And sometimes I wonder, I mean, as a pastor and as a leader, you labor over people for them to understand. Look at the case of that woman that had a cruse of oil, that had a measure of wheat. She said, what I have left is for me to eat and my son, and then die. And God said to Elijah, I have provided a woman that will take care of you. And the woman God said will take care of him. They have! And when she acted in faith, she didn't die. When you fail to respond to God's nudging, because you are afraid that when you do, something will not work, you don't know God. You practically don't know the God you are talking about. You don't know Him. If you know Him, you will know that having started in the Spirit, you cannot perfect it in the flesh. You cannot. You don't understand. It's because you don't understand. It's because you don't understand. You say, hey, how come? I'm struggling with this. What I found out is that the best moment for miracles to spring forth is when the instruction of obedience is not convenient. Just when it is not convenient is when the participant will be few. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? There are many people in our churches who don't understand. Hence the reason why they struggle. Hence the reason why many of them are out of place. They do not understand. And you've got to. And you cannot understand without obedience. See, let me tell you something. There are things that, please follow me, look up everybody. Not even the greatest demon can convince me against it. Look up. Alright? Because this one, by the grace of God, have held it. See. The Bible says, when a man lost after another man's wife, he lacks understanding. See, I have seen the strongest of all men, the most handsome, waste away and die like rats because they don't understand what the covenant of marriage is. And by themselves, they will go, they have a beautiful wife, beautiful children, and they will go and invite intruders. And some of them will bring sicknesses to the home. And some of them will bring curse to the home and bring things. How do I help you now? Let me share this with you. I'm speaking from depth of pain for what the devil is doing to believers. There's a story of a young boy. I shared this story with you. This boy has been rusticated at age 7 from 3 schools. Age 7, 3 schools. They will rusticate him and tell him they don't want to see him. Yeah, take your school fees and go back. Never come back to our school. 3 schools, 7-year-old boy. And what was this boy doing? He will enter into... When he sees a girl in class step out to ease herself, he will follow her. And several times they will catch him in toilet, touching girls. How did a 7-year-old boy know about that? So a time came, please follow what I'm saying, because some things are breaking tonight. I went to their house and I knocked and knocked and nobody was answering. So I just opened the door and I found his three elder brothers seated, and on the screen of the family was pornography playing. And the boy was there. Where is the dad, the priest over the house? And where is the mother? They've all gone after their man friends and their girlfriends. And now the children are prey for the enemy because they do not understand. When you don't understand that marriage is not about what pleases you, you will go after your own lust and you will expose your children to the death. It will eat them like spark. Marriage will never be attempted by those who want to satisfy themselves. It is a covenant. It demands sacrifice. When you don't understand this, you bring yourself under curses and generations coming will be in pain because you don't understand. Today they say it's Valentine. There are many young people going about with different packages and all that. They understand nothing about what this is. They understand nothing. I say, people, which Samson do you prefer? The Samson that was busy conquering, that killed a thousand with the jawbone of an ass, or the one that they could now tie with leaves? Delilah said, show me where your great strength is, that I may afflict you. It was clear, but he did not understand. So, I share this story now. One day, the Bible says that in the year that kings go to battle, David stood on his housetop. Don't be less busy when you should be busy, okay? This issue, many things hang around idleness. And David stood on his housetop and was looking, just checking everywhere. But I say he spotted a girl. Now, the girl he saw was Bathsheba. And if I help you trace the history, Bathsheba was the granddaughter of Ahithophel. Ahithophel that happened to be one of David's advisors. Okay? So it was more like a man seeing his own granddaughter. That was what it was like. But you see, when you stare at sin for a while, the first thing it kills is your understanding. Because everybody who is going into sin, they always forget the consequence. Are you following what I'm saying? And he looked and he said, invite her. In the name that is above all names, you will not fall. Amen. See? And when they invited her, she came. You know, when a man of God that you have been blessed by for the first time now invites you, I feel so honored, sir. So pleased to meet you, sir. So good to see you, sir. But the man of God has fallen. And until David began to say, hey, how are you doing? So, this. And somehow, by a skill he had to offer God psalms, he has now become a poet and used that same skill to convince her. And he slept with her that night. And she found out that she was pregnant. And then she came back to the palace to see him. This time around, no need for protocol. And the first thing she said, oh, David, what happened to the honor, your royal majesty, his excellency, sir? When you fail to have understanding, you lose your honor. See, what I'm even talking about is small compared to eternity. That you don't want to stand before Jesus only to be told that the girls I planted under you hate them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Understanding is bigger than you think. It's not head knowledge. When you find men of understanding, you will discern them by their practice. It is their action, not what they are. See, this one that people will sit down and say, let me share this ref. Say, I will share my own ref. When you find real understanding, you will see it in the fruit. See, when Uriah came, when David said, go and call Uriah, his wife is pregnant now. Because that girl, you need to know that their wedding was just 3 months old. Uriah was not supposed to go to battle, but the zeal of God. Anyways, that's another lesson. Okay? I don't want to go into that because if I was talking to ministers, I would have shared a few things. When Uriah came, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that if there's any veil that is darkening your understanding and putting you in the wrong part of history and destiny, in the name that is above all names, they are taken off. Amen. Say that amen with fire.
Amen.
When Uriah came and David prepared meat and drinks and got him drunk and said, now you can go home to your wife. In his drunken state, he slept at the door of the palace. That was his wife. The following day, they came to tell David that the man you sent to his wife to the house did not go. David said, oh yeah, now command you go. He said, look what Uriah said. He said, Joab, my master, is in the tent. The Ark of Covenant is in the tent. That is where God's presence is now, is the tent. How shall I now go in unto my wife? Between that day now that Uriah was speaking and David was talking, between Uriah and David, who is the man after God's heart? Are you seeing that grace may qualify you for certain things and yet that's not your maturity? That's not your maturity. It is not a sign that you are the best, but grace just qualifies you. And that's why we are not men who brag and are proud. When it is grace, it is grace. But there's the works through grace. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I was reading the story and I was asking, who then is the man after God's heart? See, there are strong people who are not privileged to carry what you carry. But it does not mean they are not better. Grace qualifies you. Be humble. And that's just the irony. Everybody is just calling, oh, we want to invite apostles with this and that. The work of grace. We will check for your understanding when we come closer. And we see your life. Do you get what I'm saying? I feel a bit more need to stay a bit on the subject of marriage. Not because, see, there are people who are going into what they do not understand. Number one, if you marry someone who is not convinced about the uniqueness of God's grace upon your life, you don't understand. You will spend your entire life trying to convince the fellow that God is with you. It's not worth it. It's not God. Okay? Number two, if you have to marry someone that your purpose on earth has to die for the marriage to work, you don't understand. You are as good as dead also. Because that is your final address. That's what you are living for. And you have canceled it. Never beg anyone that it is true. God said they are your spouse. Listen though. If somebody has to walk down the altar with you and they are second guessing, you will spend all your days convincing them it was true. Because little argument that should be settled will not be settled. Because they keep saying maybe we should not have married. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes when some people say they want to go, let them go. You have to let them go. You know why? You have to let them go because even if this thing called the will of God was them, the moment they fail to recognize it is you, God is not obligated to trap your destiny. It takes that grace and can another. See, do you understand what I'm saying? But this is it. My wife is a marriage counselor. That's a profession. And by being a husband, I've seen a few things. Do you know the reason why we could have the size of congregation we have in Ibadan. And I could tell my wife once that God has said it's time to move. And it was never an argument. Because we didn't force it in marriage. If she had said, I don't think you are the one, and I say you are the one, then go and pray. Somebody is going to pray and come back 10 times within 2 years. You are not the one. Now I'm feeling this. Run. Because you will fight over every other thing. And if this word is a deliverance to someone, today, Valentine, is the appropriate day to call it quit. Some things are not worth begging for. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't marry a celeb. Marry your size. let me tell you something. There was a time I saw a sister, and I honestly felt we like each other. Do you know that kind of thing? She was just being nice, but I didn't know. And she said, no, you can't be the will of God for me. She did not say you are not. She said you can't be. You don't beg over such matter. Take it as, let me leave it. Maybe God has used me to help someone tonight. I don't know. And maybe the person is not here. But there are things you do differently when you have understanding. Do you get what I'm saying? My wife does not have to police me up and down and check my phone. Who is he chatting with? Because I understand. I understand. Do you get what I'm saying? See, you can teach your children Bible and they still become sons of Belial because your life taught them otherwise. And I know that family devotion, as powerful as it is not enough in raising children. Example is the most important thing. So my daughter is just 1 year plus now, maybe a year and 2 months. And when you say, yeah, pray for me, she quickly put her hand on my head. Why? From the womb, that's been the lifestyle. Oh, she see me lay hand on her, I lay hands on her, and then she's wondering what's happening. Then she see me lay hands on her mom again, and then she's wondering what's happening. She says, okay, it's the end of my mom. Okay, and then when I come back to her, she's no longer fighting. She says, okay, now I take. And I go back to the mom, and I take. And she sees that happening every now and then. So when I say, now, pray for me, so she knows pray. The power of examples. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice and you are coming from backgrounds where marriage was bastardized, abused, insulted, and your mind somehow is messed up, you don't even think good men exist or good men exist, and you, in the name that is above all names, I stretch my hands towards you and I decree those chains and shackles are broken. You will not repeat patterns. In the name of Jesus. You will not repeat patterns. In the name of Jesus. I found out through study that patterns are not automatic in repetition. They are not. Men have to position themselves for the streams to flow. If I don't position myself there, it will not flow. You can come from a very wrong and defective setting and emerge like you are not from there. I'm telling you. You emerge. Everything check. Spirituality check. Good home check. Finance check. Do you understand what I'm saying? That your parents are this is not automatic. And that's why I'm asking you. Do you understand the word? That God has given us everything that pertains to life. That's a very deep word. And godliness. He said, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all, not a part, all spiritual blessings. All. So when I get to a territory, and then they say, there are demonic this in the territory, I don't start shivering. And then I start crying, Piotr. I say, I bless Piotr with fire. I pray. So I understand the principle of light shining and darkness cannot withstand. And I know all I have to do is to step in. Do you understand that? Step in. Now people ask me, how do you do the things you do? I mean, the steps of faith that you take. Should I really share stories? You don't sound like you're interested. I'm looking at which of. One of the revelations I have is that your smartness as a person cannot bring you out of poverty. Now, I understand it. That it is the blessings of God that makes rich and had no sorrow. So, see, I'm talking about me. Do you get what I'm saying? I found out. And there are things I do and I don't do them just because I love God alone. I do them because I understand the principles. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are parents that give birth to children. And at certain point, God called the children and said, I'm going to use you for my glory. And they said, no, I sponsored you to school and this and that. And the enemy took advantage of those occasions and killed the children. So see, when God said to Abraham, get thee out of your father's house and your kindred to a land I will show you. And I'll make your name great. It was not a very simple commandment. Are you aware? Do you know what it means for a man to be settled in a place, blessed in the place, established in the place, probably had his own house, and the only thing he didn't have was his son? And not like Abraham didn't have the capacity to impregnate other women. He could. At least he showed it. But God said, get out. Anytime God gives you an instruction, the blessing is where the word has gone. Listen, this was how the Israelites moved in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud led them by day, and the pillar of fire by night. Let me give you a simple meaning of this so you can understand. During the day in the wilderness was very, very harsh temperature. And what the pillar of cloud does is to not just lead them, but to restrict the rays. And as long as you follow that pillar of cloud, you are shielded from the heat of the earth. And at night when there is extreme cold, because you have two extreme conditions, then there's a pillar of fire around where they can camp and have warmth. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes you notice that you are in a place and suddenly things were fine and you have lost your peace. You are no longer convenient. The pillar has moved. Don't look at the world you built. When it moves, move. Because the next thing you begin to face is it. You just notice that what you have built, or what God has helped you to build, you will now need your own strength to sustain them. Do you get what I'm saying? You need your own what? Your own intelligence, and it will die in your hands. And at night when there's cold everywhere, then, so what do you notice? That sometimes everything looks fine at face value, but then you have lost your peace. God is saying it's time to take a step. And every time there is a need for you to shift levels, one of the signs God will always give, among the things he will say. In fact, most time before God speaks, is that he withdraws that sukkah. I just notice that I'm no longer feeling convenient. Sometimes it can be a relationship. You just notice that, this is not it. This is not it. Now, this I'm saying, I'm not empowering breakup. Because I say that, well, that's what Papa said today was confirming. I'm not confirming a thing. I'm not confirming anything. I'm speaking the word of God as it is. So let God lead you uniquely. Do you understand what I'm saying? Paul going to say yes. See that what Papa said? That message today, it was for us. Because as he got there, I knew. I told God to put my word in Papa's mouth. It's between you and God, my sister, my brother. Are you following what I'm saying here? But when you have this understanding, it will speak in every aspect of your life. Before there was any book on how to hear God, Abraham heard God. Before there was any material on how to be led by the Holy Spirit, it was led by God. How? It is through this technology of peace. Please be seated. And sometimes you observe that as you begin to come into maturity, God will not necessarily have to open all his mouth to say things sometimes. He just looks in your direction and withdraws certain peace. You also notice that God is not convenient with this. Sometimes it may, do you get what I'm saying? And one of the things you will never find me is to sit down where people are talking to other people. Don't just come and say, what do you think about that man of God? Ah. See, the issue is that you've just lost relationship with me. Because I'm not going to, I will not give the little time. Of, do you get what I'm saying? To converse. And then we're talking, that man, don't mind him. The way he's doing ministry. You think God is with him. How do you confidently stay there? Because you don't understand. You've lost your peace, but you are still there. God has moved. God has moved. I remember I came back from a meeting one night. We were talking. We were in the house. We had some ministers. We had some things. What was happening? And then people were just talking. As usual, I sat down. I was tired, but I was listening. If there's anything I know well, I am not obligated to have a response to every discussion. I can sincerely listen and look like a fool. Because as people say, Apostle, you should have a response to this. It is beyond my pay grade. Who has made you a judge over another man's servant? Because to his master he rises and to his master he falls. So, no comment. My wife is here. She may see something and she says, babe, have you seen this? No comment. I say, have you seen this? No comment. When somewhere something happened, first thing first, we are not going to discuss this. My wife is here. Oh, this. We'll not talk about this. That your husband and wife does not mean you should gossip. Gossip is still gossip. And gossip is when you have to discuss people and the intention is to amplify their weakness. Come and meet my wife and say your husband said it. You will laugh. Okay, because to me too. No! I don't chat. I really chat. You say, can I show you a scripture? Let me show you a scripture. Turn your Bible to the book of James, chapter number 1. James, chapter number 1. When you see this scripture today, are you following what I'm saying? Before I show you this scripture, let me tell you one of the decisions I've made in life. Number one, there's nobody on earth that can get me offended and I will not be blessed by you. Eh? When I see incompatibility, I can give space, but you are still a blessing to me. And that blessing will be for life. Nobody can convince me about your weaknesses and say this person is this. Because those people who are speaking those things are being blessed. Have you seen people talk people only to go to the person's meeting and see them in front? And you are one man. Apostle Lazarus, have you heard what this man of God said about you? Wow. Probably he didn't know me. Tomorrow you still hear me listening to his message. He has something to offer me. And his opinion about me, notwithstanding, I will hear you. You will bless me. It's not about you. You just speak. I will listen. How do you get to the point that you're offended and you still live life? You are offended at a man of God and you now insulate yourself from what is flowing. It takes demonic operation. Let me leave it. Don't seem like you are getting me. But let me show you this scripture. James chapter number 1. Are you ready for this scripture? And let me jump a bit. Let's go to the James chapter number 1. Let's start from verse 26. Now, let me quickly say this before you open. James 1:26. Now, there are people who are natural introverts. And that means that they are not natural talkers. Okay? But sometimes you can be introverted, but there's so much noise in your soul. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm going to teach you the difference. James 1, let's look at verse 26. Now, he said, if anyone amongst you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, the man's religion is in vain. So, if people are claiming that, I'm religious, I'm this and that, see, at this point in my life, I do not nod to what people are saying because it is correct. I have found out that somebody can be saying correct things, but the usage of the correct things is to actually stab somebody in the crowd. It is only edifying those who don't know the story. You don't understand what I'm saying? They are the ones who are innocent. But meanwhile, that is a sword meant to also kill somebody. So, I try to stay clear. And that's why you cannot pastor successfully if you are too emotional. Because anytime they hear you, people know that, who is pastor fighting again? Have you been to such places before? You hear the man of God, everything, you are confused. You shall know that what he says is for somebody there. Who is it again? You say, I will hear the gist later. There is such a thing as understanding that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And there are things that you cannot say. No comment. And this man of God, they are calling forth miracle money. What do you think, Apostle? No comment. And, you know, sometimes when we have school of ministry and we have training sessions, and sometimes people ask me questions and say, Principal, we're asking a question, this. I say, what's this, this? I tell them, I don't know. That any pastor does not mean I should know everything. There's only one God, who is the one who knows all things. I don't know. And sometimes the I don't know means I don't know where you are asking from. So, I don't know. So, I don't know. Pastor, what do you think? And all that. This man of God did this. He said, what God cannot do, so exist. It's not a biblical statement. What do you think? I don't know. Both of them, as long as what they are saying is the truth in their different messages, they can bless me. When they decide to become and begin to hit their heads together, I'm not going to be there. Do you get what I'm saying? There are information you don't need. Once you have them, they've quarantined you from being blessed. Have you heard this man of God? Showed your peace. Because those who are telling you, they have found coping mechanism. They know how to know it and still be blessed. You may not know how to know it and be blessed. I know it, hold your peace. That was what happened to Elisha. Do you know that the Lord is about to take your master from me? He said, I know. Hold your peace. You must know how to Do you know that there can be an operation of God in the body of Christ, inspiring believers, prophets, teachers, and apostles in operations of wealth and what believers can do, like Daniel, showing them that we can do this and this is where wealth is. Teachers bring balance to the move, but sometimes teachers are the first to die out in a move because you can begin to teach theory and leave the spirit. Listen, when you leave the spirit, you will fight what the Spirit is doing with the word you know yesterday. You will use what God said to fight what God is saying. You will use what God did to fight what God is doing. You can, you see, because when I see people that the way they communicate their own truth is to attack something in the body of Christ, I don't follow them, no matter who they are. Sometimes God is doing something. Are you aware there are offices that is difficult to stand in? Because God is going to use you in a way that will bring insult. Particularly because the body is not aware yet. And say, hey, all these new prophets, this is what they are prophesying now. When they prophesy this, you know that there is poverty. The struggle is real. You now go and share. And say, you don't mind them. You don't know what you are talking about. Are you saying it can't be God? Are you honestly telling me it can't be God? You don't have an understanding. That in the move of God, God is not doing one thing. He's doing many things that will complement each other. If men will not be carried away and humble themselves. So you wonder why fathers in the body of Christ are not quick to give their own part to any statement or things. Because they are men of... People of understanding don't speak in a hurry. And that's why it is always the body fighting the body. Because the devil knows that knowledge puffs up. Knowledge puffs up. It's proud. Can I tell you this? That I have friends who are operating in dimensions that I'm not operating in. And I am honest to know that sometimes I don't understand the dimension, but I know it's biblical. And how do I know? I check the fruit it bears. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have one of my friends in the East. When you go to their ministry, and those boys are praying. They are praying like machine guns. Now, I may teach simply and all those things, but I have a reverence to understand that the idea of God is that for the people to have what he wants to give them in that dispensation, you must drink of this well, that well, that well, that well. It's a convergence. Let me take it a step higher. That God can even lead to call a conference. That a speaker in the conference is coming to address a part you have not submitted to God about. And yet is God. And yet you are the organizer of the conference. Because one of the grace of God upon my life is the grace of an authenticator. Because people just feel this man is not, if you see him do something, it's genuine. It's a dimension of grace. I know that I cannot say many things against people. You understand what I'm saying? Then let me leave it. And I'm saying this because we're in that phase of the move of God where there'll be new manifestation of new offices that you may fight. Because now what you have is the letter that kills it, not the spirit that gives life. One day I asked God, why do we, and there might be some of you that God is actually calling now. I say, I'm calling you. This is my call upon your life. He say, God is calling me. It's not church. It's just to do it. Be deceiving yourself. Why do we have many churches? Why can't we just have one church? It will be dangerous. Just one church cannot save everybody. There are people that where they are coming from, where they can identify with from, because of where they are coming from is closer. There are people that where they are coming from, where they can identify because of where they are coming from is deeper life. Do you get what I'm saying? The reason is because God is not saving just one person. He's not doing one thing. When you have understanding, you become. Let me hold back on a few things. The power of life and death is in the tongue. When you understand that statement, you will never say, see my life. Some people will even say they are just a useless person. How do you say that? Some people will even say, I'm not fine. Say, I'm not fine. Have you seen where the woman is passing by the mirror? The car is parked. The And he's to be sitting inside a tinted car. And a lady's passing. Go check. They are not sure. In fact, I've seen a girl say that she cannot marry a guy who is too fine. What kind of thing? Can marry a guy who is too fine. Say so that I will not be struggling for him. That's an understanding. You are indirectly telling the fellow you are married to. You are married because you have some blend of awareness to the. So I'm married because you are not fine. And some people have come to the point where they don't believe that good things of life is for them. They believe God, they pray sincerely. You wonder why their life is not changing. They cannot step into high places. They just cannot. They've been wired in a way where they believe they are to eat from the crumbs that fall off the table. That's their wiring. And who wired them so? Themselves. By believing lies. Some, for the kind of school they came up from, say, see, who is doing well from the school I came up from? It's not your school. It's the grace on you. You talk about, oh, God is bringing believers to high places. They say, oh, yes. But somewhere in their mind, they are saying, except me. Or except people like us. Do you get what I'm saying?
Don't vote any government.
That God wants to give me the best things in life. It's not a joke. There's a song that was coined from the book of Job. When Job lost everything, he said, can a man receive good every day and not take evil of one day? That's no scripture. So what that does is that somehow it prepares your mind that if things are not fine, if things are fine, don't be too happy because one day everything will just scatter. No! It will not be scattered. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't have to bury your children. You don't have to bury your spouse. The Bible says that a righteous man, he has is like a tree planted by the river of waters. The leaf don't go wither. His children surround his table like holy branches. They don't wither. Say, how can things be sweet like that, but like that? One day it will just scatter. You believe folklore tales. And just sometimes when you blame pastors, how can this person be your church and this thing is actually happening to the fellow? Yes, the fellow is hearing what we are preaching, but do you understand? Do they understand? And as I engage people one-on-one, many times I meet surprises. That what this fellow is saying is opposite to what we taught for 4 weeks in series. How do you jot and your mindset is different? Because we are not Berean. We never go back to read. 99% of those who are judging never go back. What's the point? Do you get what I'm saying? Your life is sweet. It is not going to become bitter. I didn't hear that amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear that amen.
Amen.
Now, get this right. One of the things God wants to bless you with is the grace of early establishment. Hey, do you get what I'm saying? You don't have to cross 40 for your life to be good, sir. Don't you get it? Do you understand what I'm saying? If there's anyone here that the devil is fighting with the thought of death, let me help you. Close your eyes. Everybody. Share the devil has been fighting with the thought of death. Now let's take the battle to the gate. Has God shown you a bit of his plan for you in the next couple of years? If there's anyone here, God has shown you something about your future at some point in your life, let me see your hands up. Something that has not come to pass, he showed you something. Raise your hand up. Raise it up very well. Raise it up very well. Now the question is, did God lie? Did he show you what doesn't exist? Is the same God saying you will now have to die before getting it? The devil is a bastard. The devil is a bastard. Look up, everybody. Stand up, everybody. Stand up on your feet. Stand up with audacity, courage, and every... See, listen. It is still a sign of wrong doctrine for you to believe having said this thing in church. Once you are now alone, the devil will now come. That's the height of embarrassment to the power that is at work in you. Do you get what I'm saying here? No devil can come near you. I went to minister 13 years ago in a meeting. And a girl was under the power of God. She was screaming. And screaming and said, I want to be delivered. She said they told her before I came that the man of God was coming down for a meeting before I was even invited. And she said they sent her to come and send me on a journey of no return. I said, so what happened to you? She brought out a mirror. A red mirror. Red, just normal plastic casing. She said, when everybody's looking at the man of God, she sit down looking at the man in the mirror. And she has a pin. She said all she has to do is to use the pin to stab any part of the man's body. He will develop a sickness in that part and die. She said, so what happened to you? She said, as you were standing, suddenly I saw that you grew wings. And the wings were on fire. And the wings were separated this side and that side. And I saw two mighty beings standing there. She said, so what happened? He said, while she was trying to do what she was supposed to do, one of them stretched his hand from the altar and touched her head. So I said, he just touched your head. He said, yes. And you were crying like that. What if he slaps you? What if he knocks you? Greater is he that is in us. We are not stupid people who are defenseless. Do you get what I'm saying? You are not so God is not investing this much so that one day one thing will just kill you, twirl like that. No! Do you think God is investing this much so you can be very small? And he said, I'm glorified in your smallness. Do you understand what you read? When you read Ephesians 1, look at it. Ephesians 1, 3. Hold your Bible, everybody. Ephesians 1:3. When you read these things, what comes to your heart? Do you understand? Understandest thou what thou readest? Ephesians 1:3. He said, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He has blessed us with all, not a part. He has, not he will. Not he is going to. He has. Do you get what I'm saying? Listen. The reason why you are scarcity conscious is because you are not aware that there is a God with whom it never runs dry. And it has now become so bad that when you teach and teach Christians, when it comes to the part of acting out in faith what they have learned, and say this is a covenant practice, you now see them drag. Because that God they are talking, they don't know him. Somehow they are saying amen, but they are suspecting him that this God wants to rip me. That is a lie. Is that not what you are saying? That God wants to rip me. Because you don't understand. And you see, what happens is that those people will have to walk at the level of their strength and live from hand to mouth. It will not be your portion.
Amen.
There is nothing I see that changes a man's life like taking steps of faith in obedience. What did Jesus tell Peter? He said, go and catch. Go to, he said, these guys are asking for money. Go to the sea. Catch fish. The first fish you catch, open the mouth. Bring. He was displaying that, see, in this economy we are coming from, we can't be stranded. Do you get what I'm saying? Check everyone who are broke, who gets broke every time. They are always saying it. Check those who are sick every time. You don't talk about your mountain. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Who are thou mountain? Before Zerubbabel, speak to the mountain. Listen to me. When we're coming to Abuja, I never had a conversation with anybody who tried to convince me Abuja is a tough place. What do you mean? I was coming down today. I knew that we're going to spend less than 3 months in this facility. I'm not telling you, check back what I'm telling you. I knew. And those who work with me know. I don't stress myself and say, let's go here. There is something called compelling power. There is a wind that is blowing from here. It will bring bone to bones. Check what I'm telling you. There's going to be a revibration through this city. You don't know what's going on. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is a consciousness. I don't do anything and it stagnates. No! God has never given me any room that will not burst open. No! No! He said, go borrow vessels and keep pouring the oil. As long as there are vessels, the oil cannot run dry. It is an awareness. It is an understanding. Do you get it? I want to pray loud and claim the Holy Ghost and speak about your own life.
You've not taken anything. Because the word has creative work. Do you get what I'm saying? What is it you are conscious of? Because listen, the moment your understanding is not secure, the devil knows. You are like a chicken, a bird, that is in his own pen. He can kill at any time. It's not built on the rock. Can I give you a minute to cry to God? Can I give you a moment? And you lift your voice loud and clear. Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with fire.
Amen.
Real faith is not God made. Real faith is not God will. Real faith is God has. Because it is not faith if it is not finished. The root of faith is in what has been finished before you were commenced. Is that okay now? Now, let me give you an instruction. You must begin a journey of active detoxification. Active. Now, sometimes when I engage people and they say this, I say, we're going to go on a journey of detoxifying. If when sickness tries to knock your door, the first thing you start thinking is that it's trying to take your life, you need detoxification. Your life should not be at the corridor. You should be hidden in Christ, in God. Do you understand? Do you know why I'm teaching? I don't want to have any casualties amongst you. And that's why you must have. See, listen, don't build your life upon any old anointed handkerchief. Because the day you are anointed and catch, you get lost. You might be finished. But there is a revelation nobody can steal from you. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand? Don't build on holy water. The day that your water finishes, you might be finished too. But a wise man is like a man that builds his house on the rock. That when the rain pumps, the wind and the storm, it blows and it stands. It stands. Now lift your hands. Now God told us, when he said go to Abuja, he said, I'm sending you to raise my next functionaries in that city. So I am very conscious of people that God is bringing. I'm not missing. I really sincere that these are people who have stakes in what God is doing. And I'm speaking these words over your lives. I decree it and declare it. And it will not fall to the ground. You will not stop till you have become all that God wants to become. I rebuke right now the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of limitation that is trying to crowd your heart. Get out now! From this moment, you become as bold as a lion. Receive the spirit of boldness. Today the Lord is going to begin to give you meaningful relationships in this season. The quality of relationships that takes from 10, 20 years. That you begin to step into high places. You begin to walk into powerful regions. And begin to bring out results. You begin to step into high places. You begin to walk into powerful regions. You begin to bring out results. In the name of Jesus. Because your life a lot is about the kingdom, now I speak. The result that is required to bring out what will bring glory and honor to the name of the Lord, begin to walk in it. Begin to walk in it. Begin to walk in it. In the name of Jesus. From today, it becomes impossible for you to respond. Matter those who have mirrored smallness, who have mirrored failure in any level, you will not be a part of that history. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, get up with everybody. The Lord spoke to me clearly and I heard him. He is causing transfer of blood. Do you know what I'm saying? Your being broke brings a new one. You know, the same way when David and his mighty men went to see the priest and Doeg was there, Doeg the Almighty. And David said, I want bread. And the priest said, they have added bread. If only the men have denied themselves of women. The dimension of prosperity that is around is what is happening. For those who are not trying to use God's resources for self-aggrandizement, you know what God told them? God said, it is a dangerous thing for my resource to be in your pocket. believer, it is hidden in the kingdom. That is, what you have in your pocket is what God has said, drop it. And somebody is in the field saying, God, when will you help us? You are saying, God, substitute me. And subsequently, I'm not the man who will take me. You don't know. There's somebody under the sound of my voice who is indebted in very seriousness. Very, very, very seriousness. Between now and the next 72 hours, God is casting this debt. This fellow is under the sound of my voice. I don't know if you are here online. There's a very, very serious matter that is about to burst open. Between now and the next 72 hours, it is cancelled. Some mighty guys are after you because of the debt. Cancel it. We authorize a new beginning. We authorize new things. I'm seeing something about amendment of a medical report. I'm seeing the amendment of a medical report. There's an amendment going on. Pray the Holy Ghost. There's an amendment going on. And suddenly they will say, we made a mistake with the report given to you. There's an amendment going on. We have taught you and say, launch your net to the right. Yes, anywhere the world goes, it's all for you. Do you get what I'm saying? God is not scamming. Right is a capital. God is not scamming. Everything he says, you will do. Write it in capital. God is not scamming me. You see people shifting the way that you just want. It will look like from night to day. We're talking about 2 hours. He said, yes, yes, I remember. I said, why you came to Enugu? You were the one that told me that God is opening doors. The last time we were driving from the airport, he said, you said it. That God is giving you land. God, 3 lands. Tell him we don't fall to the ground. Do you believe it? I don't care if you have met men of God who spoke things in front of us. This one is not falling to the ground. Take the sea. And let me say this to you. Right now, it doesn't matter whether you believe or not. See it. There are things God will do regardless of your belief system to show you his God. And this is one of them. And sometimes to show you his self, the one speaking to you. Care whether you believe. Your life is about to move from night to day. And it is coming. In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.